This is Oklahoma Perspective. Social distancing has been a catalyst for a surge in work-from-home arrangements between employers and employees. As the trend grows, new companies are solving the problems of the out-of-office workforce. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills spoke with Mo Vella with Transparent Business about software and connectivity that makes the work-from-home concept more viable.
You help people work remotely and help companies figure out how to have remote workforces, I guess, keep them busy, keep them productive, and give them more flexibility. Am I on point there?
Yes, you are. Russell, what we do is I'm the Chief Transparency Officer. I'm on the board of directors of a company, like you said, called Transparent Business. I'm also the former senior advisor of Vice President Biden in the White House. And the reason that's important for this discussion is that I was on the White House Emergency Preparedness Council. And one of the things I learned from being on the White House Emergency Preparedness Council in my two White House tenures was that what we have to do in times like this, where we're in crises, this is an unprecedented crisis. I think we can all agree on that. But what we need to do is understand, right, what is there's two sides to this. There's the employee side that's being told now you have to work from home. That is unsettling for them, and that puts them in a new normal for them. And so that's one set of circumstances. And then you have the managers and corporate and CEOs and business owners and boards of directors and governmental officials who are now sending all these employees home to work from home. And that's a whole another set of anxieties and concerns. And so I like to talk about first that we need to recognize the sensitivity of the situation. But when the going gets tough, Americans get going, right?
Right.
So we're resilient. And the beauty of a company like ours, for example, is one of the things when I was on the Emergency Preparedness Council is you're always looking for solutions and tools in these times. You have to be prepared, and you want to do the best you can do under the circumstances. So we're really proud that we happen to have a software right now in the marketplace that benefits both the employees and the actual businesses and government and officials. And the way it does that, Russell, is that it's a monitoring software. So rather than sending everybody home to create a remote workforce because we don't have any choice, our software allows us to monitor the work product of an employee without invading their privacy. Because you still want to celebrate and affirm and be grateful and value your employee. So you don't want to invade in their private space, but at the same time, you're paying somebody to produce some work. And it's a very scary concept to a company owner or a CEO or a manager or the government to think that you have no idea what everyone's doing while they're at home. Yep. So we have a solution and a tool that makes it better for both sides.
So how does it work? Obviously, like you said, you're balancing the privacy of the person's home and their life with their productivity responsibilities to their employer. And so how do you track that and keep, I guess, the privacy concern at a minimum?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So bottom line is, I think it's fair that employees will totally understand that our role as employees in the labor force of any economy is to keep our employer's company, right, working efficiently and operating productively and efficiently, right? That's the ultimate goal. Our customers, our clients, our contracts are all being serviced and happy and content and satisfied, and that makes a company successful. Therefore, the economy hums along. And so employees understand that. We inherently understand that in the labor force. But in order to do that, our software, for example, is simply a software that's placed on the laptop or the desktop of every employee, wherever they're at. Home, in a non-pandemic time, they could be at a coffee shop, wherever they are, right? even on a beach, but as long as they're doing computer-based work, our software applies. And so it's just they punch a button on their laptop or their desktop, and it turns the software on. And every 3 minutes, the software will take a screenshot of what you're doing, and it actually measures your keystrokes, not what you're typing, but that you're typing, right? So at least we know through the keystroke that you're actually at your computer, right? You're not actually on your couch watching television.
Right.
So through the screenshots, the reason we don't invade the employee's privacy is at the end of the day, the employee actually gets to determine what screenshots go into the algorithm. So if they accidentally forgot to turn it off and they went on Amazon and did some online shopping, that's inappropriate to claim that you were working for your employer or for your employee's contracts, right, and claim to bill somebody for time that you were shopping online. That's inappropriate. I think everybody can agree on that. And so if you accidentally forgot to turn the software off, you actually can delete that screenshot. On the contrary, if you were doing something you weren't supposed to do and it remained on the screenshot, your employees should know that. They shouldn't be rewarding that behavior. So it really allows the control ultimately to be in the hands of the employee. But once the algorithms are so advanced, Russell, that it actually is able to give in real time managers the understanding of an accumulation of those screenshots without actually showing the screenshots, but it'll tell you these 18 employees under my management, I can actually tell in real time through these color-coded algorithms whether they're continuously going to Amazon. That's going to raise a flag, right? Or this person continually seems to be on Facebook. Could that be related to their work product? It could. In an interesting, unique time, it might be.
It could
right?
be in my line of work. I'm a reporter.
Well be. So and guess what? The algorithm will know that,
right?
Because it's actually told to the algorithms that you're a journalist and you need to do research. So it would not flag that on somebody like you, but it might flag that on a programmer.
Got you. So if somebody has to return to has to work from home and they've never done this before, mm-hmm. they've always gone into to an office or a retail outlet or yeah. whatever, and now all of a sudden they're at home. And with all the yeah. distractions that home provides, the kids, the yeah. pets, the web browser, the Netflix yeah. show yeah. you've been waiting for months to see, how do you recommend that people discipline themselves to actually work? And to set aside that time for that, it's got to be a little bit tricky for people, I guess, at first. I would have a hard time with it, not going to lie.
It is tricky. It is tricky. I happen to be, I own two consulting firms, and I work remotely. And I have been for 9 years. It is a very tricky balance. But here's what I go by. I say use your conscience, right? Remain the honest and loyal and trustworthy person that the vast majority of employees are in the world. The vast majority of humans are fundamentally decent and good, and they don't want to cheat their employer. And so I say, first, be very solid in your value system and stay strong to your values of honesty and decency and loyalty. Number two, you have to remain self-conscious, and you have to have a level of self-discipline where you have to recognize that I have to actually deliver an accountable work product. Now, remote means, hey, there is that flexibility. The premise of remote workforce, when it wasn't mandated because of a pandemic, was to create a better work-life balance. So
Right. You're
cutting down on your commute and that traffic and the, squished train ride and the bus ride and the, and so on, and walking to the train station and so on and so forth that different geographies create, right? A different commute for different people. I was born and raised in Texas, and I think you're in Louisiana. Is that right?
We're in Oklahoma. We're in Tulsa.
Oklahoma. I'm so sorry. Well, maybe I mentally X that out because I'm a Texas
That's
Longhorn.
That's okay. I'm just going to let that Texas Longhorn remark slide. I am actually from Montana. So I'm kind of, when it comes to college sports, I'm like Switzerland, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But go ahead.
So you're neutral.
The point you're making is that
commute in Oklahoma and Texas is very different than the commute in New York.
Right, exactly. Okay, so continue. But so in other words, we drive. I mean, here in Tulsa, we always say, well, how long does it take to get somewhere? 15 to 20 minutes, because that's just the truth. I don't care where you're going one spot to another unless there's a wreck.
That's 40 minutes total in your day that you went to and from.
And you're 20 minutes away from your kids. You're 20 minutes away from the house if somebody, busts a window or does something or your alarm goes off.
That's exactly right. So the premise of remote workforce, in this case, we're being mandated and it's being required by circumstances outside of our control. But the premise is a healthy, very positive premise, which is creating this better work-life balance. So to me, my theory is employees are going to be grateful for that remote opportunity, whether it's in this dire circumstance or whether it's a less relaxed situation where they were just doing it as an employee benefit, right? But either way, you still owe it to your employer, right, to produce your work product. You're still getting paid to do what they needed you to do to keep that company afloat and therefore contribute positively to the economic and commercial streams of our nation. And so to me, I think to your question is what advice I would give employees is remain diligent, remain self-disciplined, remember your value system, and remember that, be grateful and feel blessed to have this work-life balance for this remote situation, even though it's under bad circumstances. But don't take advantage. Don't abuse, right? That's my advice to employees is don't be abusive of the situation because everyone is on edge right now and everyone's anxious. And here's the other real big piece of advice I give employees. Make sure you do your part to keep your company going and afloat by being productive and efficient, even remotely. Because here's the deal. If everyone starts abusing that, that company's not going to survive. And guess what happens then?
You're out looking for work.
You don't have a job.
Yep. All right. So I've decided in my heart and mind, I'm dedicated. All right. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to make sure my company stays open. I'm going to be as productive as I ever was, maybe more so. Now, how do I physically, give me some bullet points on what do I need to do? I need to update my software. I need to make sure I've got a secure Wi-Fi connection. I need to, et cetera.
That's right. Your employer, if you were going to use our software or software like ours, your employer would be the one that would get you the license. Okay. And then it's all done over the web. It's all done online. So you would be trained online on our software, sitting right there where you are already. And all that training would involve, literally takes less than an hour. And then the monitoring process will begin and the algorithms will kick in and the accountability begins. So that's how that technically would work. Yes, you need Wi-Fi, obviously. And you have to be careful, about how secure your Wi-Fi is. But the interesting thing is that's up to your employer to figure all of that out. And then the other interesting thing with our software, for example, is that the data that is collected does not belong to anybody. It sits behind your employer's firewall. So it's protected behind anywhere else your employer and your company has their data. This data is stored there as well. We don't have access to it once we license the software. So this employee needs to, it's this for our software and to work remotely. And you're talking about you need a secure line, you need Wi-Fi, you need a laptop or a desktop. If you're going to use ours, we train you online, less than an hour. Your employer buys the license or gets the license, and it's as simple as that, Russell.
All right, so I'm looking at the note that you sent along before we started talking, and thank you for doing that. And it talks about creating a routine, constant communication,
Yep.
In other words, you can be on Skype with the boss or Facebook Messenger or whatever, but it's also important not just to use phones or text messages, but once in a while, maybe a little face-to-face interaction, and modern technology allows that by video.
Absolutely. There's a reason there's Zoom and Skype and GoToMeeting, and Amazon has a software platform, and Facebook has a Facebook Live platform. These platforms and these technologies are other perfect examples of what the tools and solutions that are available to us in a remote workforce setting. And to your point, yes, and I didn't know you wanted me to read through those eight. I know we had sent them to you. I apologize.
You don't have to read through them. I didn't want you to skip them because they're good tips.
No, and I knew you had them, and I apologize. I should have gone through the eight. But there's so much more to it to me because there's, like you said, there's a mental component to it, and there's a psychological component to it, and there's this self-discipline, and there's this, to me, it's about values and about being loyal and being diligent and kind of finding this balance between I need to do what I've got to do as a remote employee.
It's also about trust. Right.
Absolutely.
Because the employer
exactly
has to trust that I'm going to do my job. I have to trust that the employer's got my back and is going to pay me for the work that I do.
That's right. I think, Russell, for the circumstance and even after this circumstance, to get the privilege of working remotely so that you don't have that commute, so that you get to see your children a little more, so that you can make your own sandwich at home, so that you can do all of these things and be in the comfort of your living room or your home office. It's not a very big price to pay to have monitoring software so that everybody feels comfortable in this trust relationship.
I would agree. And, we've spent almost 20 minutes now, and I told you 10. So I'm going to say, thank you for being generous with your time. I really do appreciate it.
Of course, anytime.
And the second thing is, we may be looking at how business will be conducted in the very near future in this country. So consider that. People are going to learn that they can work from home, and then they're going to learn that they like working from home. And bosses may learn that they like having smaller offices, less overhead, not worrying about, right? So there's that.
I'm quoted in the USA Today, as a matter of fact, yesterday, as talking about one of the aspects of remote workforce is that it actually can save a company money. And if you mitigate the risk with software and tools like ours and video conferencing and the things that you and I just discussed, then I believe that after we're through this pandemic, the hope is that people, these employers and owners and government officials will recognize that the risk is so low now that, you know what, the benefits far outweigh the little small risk because of the tools technologically that we now have.
And just to brag on us a little bit, our morning show crew, which those people put on a 4-hour live news program Monday through Friday from 5 to 9 a.m., have been doing it remotely. Not in a remote studio, but from their homes for the last, I think we did the first one last Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, today was the third day.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing what you can do. And the people that did it, our engineering crew that put all that together and got everything working, and everybody who figured out a way to do it from home. Yep. I'm proud of the group. And I see
you
it.
You should be.
See it as a trend for the future, Mo.
I do too. And my mom used to always say, and I'll leave you with this thought, out of all bad comes some good.
Movella with Transparent Business. You can find more about their work from home solutions at transparentbusiness.com. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.